This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the Orange County Board of Commissioners committed earlier this week to opposing a Republican bill in the General Assembly that would allow magistrates and other state employees to opt out of serving same-sex couples. Hillsborough Police Department is seeking information regarding a series of break-ins, and more than 2,000 Carolina students will put on their dancing shoes this weekend, raising money for patients and families at UNC hospitals. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, Tar Heel basketball team survived to fight another day in the NCAA tournament, barely defeating the pesky Harvard team 67-65 last night, and I would characterize it as an escape. The Tar Heels will play on. And
Carolina and State both proved it's better to be lucky than good.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 41 degrees and wet in Chapel Hill. A little light rain coming down this morning, and it's appeared to be that way pretty much all night long. So everything's very wet out there, and it's a cold rain today, ironically. Later today, it becomes the first day of spring. That is a little after 6 p.m. Cloudy all day. Rain likely this morning to continue. Not as cool today. Our high today up about 60 degrees. So a nice day on the way, but this morning we're starting out cold and wet. The Orange County Commissioners committed this week to opposing a Republican bill in the North Carolina General Assembly that would allow magistrates and other state employees to opt out of serving same-sex couples. That opposition may include going to court. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
The only check apparently on this legislature is litigation.
That's Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorson. At Tuesday night's Board of Commissioners meeting, Dorson introduced a resolution in response to Senate Bill 2, which passed 32-16 on February 25th and now awaits a vote in the House. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Republican from Rockingham, is behind Senate Bill 2, which he describes as a protection of religious beliefs. Here's Dorson at Tuesday night's Commissioners meeting.
This legislation will exempt certain state officials from having to fulfill their statutory obligations to either perform or provide marriage licenses for same-sex couples. And so I would like to petition the board this evening to adopt a resolution declaring our opposition to this discriminatory legislation.
Citing Orange County's dedication to upholding the civil rights of all residents, as well as recent rulings of the U.S. Supreme Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals, Dorson proposed that the Board of Commissioners urge the General Assembly to reject any legislation that excuses government employees or agents from performing their sworn duties. He didn't end there.
Be it further resolved that if this discriminatory legislation should pass, the Orange County Board of Commissioners directs the county manager and the county attorney to collaborate with other governmental entities and community partners to directly participate in any litigation seeking to challenge such legislation.
Commissioner's Chair Earl McKee explained that such a petition would normally take between 2 to 4 weeks to come to a vote, but the timeliness of the issue, said McKee, demanded swift action. Dorson's motion was quickly seconded, and the vote came quickly, too. Here's Commissioner Penny Rich.
I think it is important to state that we are willing to stick our necks out and go to court on this.
The resolution passed 7-0. Reached later by WCHL, Dorson said he hadn't spoken yet to commissioners from other counties to discuss plans for litigation if the bill passes the House and Governor Pat McCrory signs it into law. But Dorson, a civil rights lawyer, said that the feeling among a community of local civil rights advocates is that it definitely will happen if necessary.
Now, I think that there will likely be a coalition of advocates coming together.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Hillsborough Police Department is seeking information regarding a series of break-ins. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more.
Lieutenant Simmons with the Hillsborough Police Department says the string of incidents has a common theme.
We're seeing a rash of break-ins in new homes under construction where they're going to the new homes under construction and stealing appliances.
Dishwashers, to be precise, 9 dishwashers of various makes and models have been removed from new residences in 3 construction sites between February 23rd and March 14th. Damage from each occurrence is in excess of $35,000. So if you see any suspicious activity specifically around new construction sites, Hillsborough Police asking you to notify authorities.
Any suspicious activity that they see, even if it turns out to be something that's legitimate, we'd like to be able to check on each individual instance to make sure that it's not something going on, because construction sites are places that are typically dormant when the construction workers are gone, and if there's just one random vehicle in there, we'd like to get a call on that.
Simmons says there's no indication at this time that the suspects have any connection to the construction crews that were working on the sites where the appliances were stolen. You can see pictures of the suspects as well as their suspected vehicles on our website, chapelborough.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
More than 2,000 Carolina students will put on their dancing shoes this weekend to raise money for children and their families being treated at UNC hospitals. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
From 7:30 Friday night until 8 o'clock Saturday, UNC's Dance Marathon will be taking place at Fesser Gymnasium. This is the 17th year of the event that benefits children who are patients at the North Carolina Children's Hospital, as well as their families. Participants are required to raise at least $150 and must remain on their feet for the entirety of the event. Brendan Leonard is the publicity chair of the Carolina for the Kids Foundation that hosts the event.
We do all sorts of things throughout the year, and it all kind of culminates in this 24-hour UNC Dance Marathon, where 2,000 Carolina students pledge to stand for 24 hours, no sitting, no sleeping, to kind of sympathize with the families who don't really get much rest. Mm-hmm.
The Dance Marathon is the largest fundraiser of the year for Carolina for the Kids, which is the largest student-run fundraising organization in the state. Last year, the event brought in more than $500,000. Since the first Dance Marathon in 1999, the foundation has raised more than $4 million. That money goes directly to families of patients to provide hot meals for parents and even helps with the bills. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System will be in class tomorrow to make up for a day that was missed because of the wintry weather. School will start at the normal time tomorrow and will dismiss early. After school programs at elementary and middle schools will not operate. Breakfast and lunch will be served to students. Midday bus shuttles between high schools will not be running. And EC Pre-K will dismiss at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Elementary schools will dismiss at noon. Middle schools will be let out at 12:45, and high schools will be released at 1:30. For decades, area schools have been battling an achievement gap problem. We'll tell you what the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System is trying to do about that in just a couple of minutes here on WCHL. It's 7:13. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Landscape Logic. Now here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Not a lot going on the road so far this morning, which is good news. Just wet out there, so use a little extra caution if you're traveling out towards RTP or the airport this morning. 40 eastbound, still in pretty good shape. No delays between Highway 86 and the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This traffic report is presented by Landscape Logic. If you're overwhelmed or unsure about where to start with your landscape, call the pros at Landscape Logic, now scheduling spring cleanup, mulching, and weekly maintenance programs. Landscape Logic is the logical choice for all your landscape needs. Online at LandscapeLogicNC.com. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented this morning by Cruisers. It is really kind of wet and cold this morning. It is an even 40 degrees and a little light rain coming down, and it's been happening for several hours, well, since last night, and everything is just wet and soggy out there. Cloudy, rain likely this morning, and then in the afternoon, it's going to be a little nicer with a high of about 60 degrees. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the low 40s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s, warmer definitely on Saturday. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, and the high in the middle 60s, so warmer weather for the weekend. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fill up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 7:15. For decades and decades, our area schools have been battling an achievement gap problem. At yesterday's Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board meeting, some said the 2015-16 budget ought to put more money into narrowing achievement gaps between groups of students, in particular, for example, between white and black students. Greg McElvain, chair of the NAACP Education Committee, spoke during public comment periods to suggest ways the district could reallocate funds to help students who lag behind in academic performance. He said the board should look at how the district funds school resource officers.
We believe that given these tight times, perhaps we don't need SROs in middle school.
He said violence is rare in area middle schools, and rather than increasing payments for school resource officers' services by $100,000, as proposed, the district could find other ways to keep students safe. School officials will look at data on how SROs are used in middle schools and whether they need to be in school buildings all day. Board member Michelle Brownstein expressed concern about removing those officers from schools.
We have set up what we're doing right now in terms of crisis management with them being there. So if they're not there, then we have to make sure that our principals and our admin and our teachers have what they need.
She said if the board decides to remove school resource officers from certain schools, then the district needs to train the staff to keep students safe. According to Board Chair Mike Kelly, only half of the Chapel Hill and Carborough schools have school resource officers. School officials said the district is using strategies from Max Thompson, Project Director of Learning Focused, to help increase student achievement. Along with other specific requests, McElvain said the board should study initiatives that have been effective at supporting underserved students, such as supplemental math instruction. Then the district should implement those effective programs widely. You can find the full story and a link to the superintendent's recommended budget on our website at chapelboro.com. In news around town this morning, you can head to Moorhead Planetarium tomorrow for a presentation by author Paul Bogard at 5 p.m. Bogard is the author of The End of Night, a book about light pollution and the importance of darkness. The presentation is free. It's open to the public. Visit MoorheadPlanetarium.org for more information. UNC is known for its commitment to volunteerism and public service, so this should be no surprise. The Peace Corps has ranked Carolina number 15 in the nation on its annual list of the top volunteer-producing large colleges and universities across the nation. That's up from number 25 to number 15 this year, up from 25 last year. A total of 1,240 UNC alums have served in the Peace Corps since the agency's founding way back in 1961, including 39 students who are serving in the Peace Corps today. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. A lot of basketball to talk about. Fourth seeded North Carolina men's basketball team built up a hefty 16-point lead on a couple of occasions in the second half, and from there they held on for dear life down the stretch to scrape past Harvard 67-65. Win that win, the Tar Heels live on to fight another day in the NCAA tournament. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on what happened last night.
You'd rather be lucky than good, right? Well, Roy Williams felt like he turned up a royal flush Thursday night.
Right now, I feel like I've won the lottery. Tommy Amaker did a much better job with his team than I did with mine. We were extremely lucky. It's the luckiest I've ever felt after a basketball game in my entire life.
17 turnovers almost sent the Tar Heels to the exit doors early. But thanks to freshman forward Justin Jackson, Carolina found the escape hatch in the nick of time. Jackson, who finished with a team-leading 14 points, saved the day for UNC, finishing with a flourish. Jackson scored the game's final 4 points to avoid the upset bug on a day that was full of them. Perhaps it was Roy's impromptu demotion to assistant coach, at least according to the official NCAA program, that knocked the Tar Heels off their stride.
Our SID just showed me the notes and information, and I was demoted. I'm the assistant coach. Steve Robinson's the head coach, so I don't even know why I'm up here, because it said in there that I was the assistant coach. That's number one.
Carolina's length and athleticism troubled Harvard for the majority of the contest, and that allowed UNC to amass a 36-26 rebounding advantage and an edge in points in the paint. But Harvard capitalized on those 17 Carolina turnovers to the tune of 29 points. steps to get to the doorstep of victory. Harvard senior guard Wesley Saunders did all he could for his team, totaling a game-high 26 points on 8-for-14 shooting. Routinely, Saunders left the Tar Heels in the dust on his way to the basket, beating them off the dribble. That was no real surprise, though, to Carolina. Roy says he knew Saunders would be a tall task going in.
He was a load, and we knew that last year. He was player of the year in the league. We tried to focus on him with our team. JP really did a pretty doggone good job, but he was really, really hard to guard.
There was certainly no quit in the Crimson. Things got mighty interesting. Harvard took the lead at 65-63 on a three-pointer that also drew a foul. That rare four-point play was authored by who else but Saunders. With just under 2 minutes to play, scrappy, opportunistic offense coupled with a methodical approach to the game powered a determined Crimson attack. Harvard head coach Tommy Amaker, a former Duke assistant under Coach K, was pleased with his team's fight in the second half.
Can't say enough about the effort that our kids put forth, the battle to get back in it. I thought we played with great poise, and Wesley Saunders and Siani, these two guys are our two main guys, the two do all everything for our ball club, carried us to put us in a position to have a chance, and I'm very proud of our team.
Meanwhile, Carolina certainly couldn't do much right in the closing stretch, with turnover after turnover leading to a lot of concerned looks on the Tar Heels' faces. But in the end, the rally did fall short. The Heels, and especially Jackson, remained cool under pressure in the crucible of the inspired late-game surge. When Saunders' final three-point shot, an open look, by the way, missed its mark, Roy Williams and the rest of Tar Heel Nation could breathe a huge sigh of relief.
I'm thrilled that we're still here, we're still playing, and these two guys beside me, Marcus, made two big shots, and Justin made two big shots. If we had played a little bit better, it may not have required that, but you have to give Harvard credit to driving me wacko. But saying that, we're still here.
Despite the scare, Coach Williams kept his unblemished record intact. The Hall of Famer is now 25-0 in round of 64 NCAA tournament games as a head coach. Next up for the Heels comes a Saturday round of 32 meeting with the Arkansas Razorbacks. They're the number 5 seed and were winners 56-53 over Wofford. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
For the first time in 20 years, a pair of 14th seeds has moved into the round of 32 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Robert Brown had 21 points. William Lee provided the final 4 points for number 14 seed University of Alabama at Birmingham and a 60-59 win over third seed Iowa State. R.J. Hunter's three-pointer with 2.7 seconds left capped 14th seed Georgia State's comeback from 12 points down and a 57-56 victory over a number 3 seed Baylor. Top seeds were 2-for-2 on Thursday. Carl Anthony Towns contributed 21 points and 11 rebounds, sending top-ranked Kentucky past Hampton 79-56, and number 1 seed Villanova clobbered Lafayette 93-52. Xavier and Butler had moved into the third round, but fellow number 6 seed SMU was upset as Bryce Alford made 4 three-pointers in the final 3 minutes and 40 seconds to lead 11th seed UCLA past the Mustangs of SMU 60-59. Xavier ripped number 11 Mississippi 76-57, and Butler got a 56-48 win over number 11 Texas. Longhorns had a nightmare of a day, shooting just 34%, and they had 15 turnovers. Rondé Hollis Jefferson got 16 of his 23 points in the first half and finished with 10 rebounds as number 2 seed Arizona clobbered Texas Southern 93-72. Zach August scored 25 points and Jerrion Grant added 17 to help third seed Notre Dame escape with a 69-65 win over Northeastern. An escape for them too yesterday. And next up for Carolina will be Arkansas after Michael Qual scored 20 points in Arkansas's 56-53 win against Wofford. Devontae Smith-Rivera led Georgetown in an 84-74 win over Eastern Washington. Jacob Pertl had 18 points and 8 rebounds to push 5th seed Utah past Stephen F. Austin 57-50. North Carolina State got a win 66-65, eking out a win on B.J. Anya's hook shot with a second remaining. Cat Barber had 17 points for the Wolfpack. They trailed by 16 before coming back to win and advancing to Saturday's play against Villanova. And D'Angelo Russell scored 28 points to carry 10th seed Ohio State to a 75-72 overtime win against VCU. So how's your bracket looking? It was barely after lunch on the West Coast when everybody's bracket got messed up. Georgia State finished the second big upset of the day in just the first three games played. Panthers upset of Baylor and, of course, UAB's takedown of Iowa State I mentioned earlier. The North Carolina women's basketball team gets its 26th appearance in the NCAA tournament underway tomorrow. The Tar Heels will host Liberty in a first-round matchup. It'll be seen on ESPN2 at 11 a.m. inside Carmichael Arena. We'll have it for you here on WCHL. Carolina is 24-8 on the season, the fourth seed in the Greensboro region. Flames are the 13th seed. Liberty is 26-6. They won the Big South Tournament title for the 16th time in the last 19 seasons. But it is a mighty big game for Carolina, getting the opportunity to play its first two games at home, and then after that, they'll move to Greensboro if they keep winning. So good luck to the Tar Heel women. We'll talk to Coach Sylvia Hatchell coming up in about an hour on WCHL. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Coleman Huntoon and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Investment interest refers to interest on debt used to buy assets held for investment or when you borrow money to purchase securities. It's generally deductible on your tax return, but there are limitations, so check with us to see if you might benefit from deducting investment interest expense on your 2014 return. That's Coleman Huntoon and Brown's Tax Bite of the Week. Coleman Huntoon and Brown, our people make the difference.
And now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina and State both proved it's better to be lucky than good. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels almost threw away another game and ended their season thanks to too many turnovers and a stubborn coach, but lucked out at the end. NC State was terrible and would have lost if LSU wasn't worse over the last 5 minutes. Man, watching March Madness can absolutely drive you mad if you care about the outcomes. It was fine when Carolina used its superior size, talent, and depth to build double-digit leads in both halves against Harvard. But if there's one thing we know by now, the Heels have a proclivity to lose leads due to careless turnovers and stretches of really bad defense. Both allowed the Crimson to almost catch up in the first half, then take the lead on a 4-point play in the last minute of the game. Only two baskets each by Marcus Page and Justin Jackson allowed Roy Williams to stay unbeaten in his first game of 25 straight NCAA tournaments, adding to his existing record. But Roy admitted he was outcoached by Harvard's Tommy Amaker, and I agree because he just won't change playing the Carolina way when it stops working. Good teams like Harvard adjust to pressure defense because their offense is used to being patient and can wear out the chasers. Old Roy refuses to change up his defense when things start going south. And don't we also know by now that pounding the ball inside to our big postmen often results in turnovers or weak shots that do not initiate contact and draw fouls? Their strength is offensive rebounding, so setting up scorers like Page and Jackson and letting the big men rebound their misses was a much better way to go against Harvard. The Heels play Arkansas Saturday, and frankly, I'm glad, because the Razorbacks like to run, and playing Wofford would have been like playing another Harvard. State rallied from 16 points down at halftime because LSU could no longer find the basket. Neither could the Wolfpack, but LSU let State win by missing its last 13 field goal attempts and its last 6 free throws. Any one of those 19 shots going in and State was going home. The Pack plays number 1 East seed Villanova Saturday and will definitely be going home after that game. Nova is both very good and very smart. The Tar Heels may not have to be that smart against Arkansas, just run and shoot and score. But first, they have to get over almost giving away their last game. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out NCAPA.org.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also, on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
The 26th annual Zeta Franklin 5K will be held on Saturday, March 28th at 9:30 a.m. This year, Zeta Tau Alpha and Relay for Life of UNC are partnered to host the 5K, and all donations and registrations can be made online at www.franklin5k.com. This year's beneficiaries include the Leinberger Cancer Center, the Ark of the Triangle, Ashton's Angels, and the ZTA Foundation. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting the Pete and the Franklin 5K.
Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. 40 degrees, 7:30. WCHL is forecast brought to you this morning by Town Hall Burger and Beer. As I said, 40 degrees, cloudy all day, rain likely, especially this morning. Not as cool in the afternoon. Our high today about 60. Tonight becoming partly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Sounds pretty good for Saturday. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy day, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, and the high of about 65 on Sunday. So all in all, not a bad weekend, and spring officially began shortly after 6 p.m. today. Town Hall Burger and Beer is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle, located on 751 across from South Point. It's the perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces, and be in and out in 20 minutes.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you'll hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Putting Iran's nuclear ambitions on hold in exchange for a loosening of international sanctions. That's what negotiations are all about in Switzerland. Correspondent Margaret Brennan is there.
A big sticking point remains. The U.S. wants rigorous inspections of all of Iran's military and nuclear sites, not just the five known atomic plants that Iran has already acknowledged.
As the Persian New Year begins,
we hope that this is a year that can bring us progress and peace,
said Secretary of State John Kerry. President Obama telling Iranians in a video,
my message to you, the people of Iran, is that together we have to speak up for the future we seek. As I've said many times before, I believe that our countries should be able to resolve this issue peacefully with diplomacy.
Sir Richard Dalton is a former British ambassador to Iran.
The majority in Iran does want a settlement of this matter and wants a serious move forward in its relations with the international world.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
41 degrees and wet this morning. It is a cold rain out there. Our high today of about 60 degrees, 732. I'm Ron Stutz. Orange County Commissioners committed this week to oppose a Republican bill in the North Carolina General Assembly that would allow magistrates and other state employees to opt out of serving same-sex couples. We'll have the full story coming up at the top of the hour on WCHL. You can also get it on our website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina House filled out the Board of Governors for the UNC system with their selections on Thursday. James L. Holmes, Jr. was selected for another term on the Board of Governors. Also selected for another term were David M. Powers and Marianne Maxwell. Joining them will be Pearl Burris Floyd, who recently held a position with the State Department of Health and Human Services and was a Republican House representative in 2010. Walter C. Davenport, John A. Mitchell, Charles Philip Byers, who was appointed to the Western Carolina University Board by Governor Pat McCrory, and Joe Thomas Knott, the third. Of the eight members selected, six are reportedly registered Republicans, one Democrat, and one unaffiliated. So in the 16 appointments that have been made in the last 2 days, one is a Democrat and two are unaffiliated. All the rest, Republicans on the UNC Board of Governors. Town and county leaders are coming closer to consensus on how to fund recycling pickup. Here is Blake Hodge with more on the story.
Leaders from Hillsborough, Carborough, and Orange County agree that all residents should pay a flat fee to fund recycling pickup. Solid Waste Director Gail Wilson says the $103 fee would apply to all developed properties throughout the county.
This option presents sort of a new funding paradigm and a new way of viewing the solid waste programs in that it eliminates any obvious division between the rural and urban boundaries and reflects how our program is actually administered and operated, which is a fully integrated program. No more multi-tiered patchwork of fees or north versus south us versus them kind of situation.
Now, town and county officials have agreed to collaborate on recycling. Now, to do that, they'll need to sign off on a funding plan by the end of April so that the new fees can be incorporated into next year's budget. A solid waste advisory group made up of elected officials has been working for 6 months to bring two options to the table. One is a tiered option that will charge urban households $94 and rural households $118 annually, and the other is that flat fee charged to all residents. Now, both options would require the $1.85 million annually that the county has already been allocating from its general fund. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says that if all households pay the same fee, residents of Chapel Hill will end up carrying a heavier weight than other residents.
35% of the fees that would be collected from the recycling fee would be allocated to join that $1.8 million to pay for all the solid waste convenience centers in town. Now, as a municipal resident, when I look at that, I say, okay, 35% of what I pay in recycling is going to go towards convenience centers. And if you live in Chapel Hill, one half of that $1.8 million is coming from you and your neighbors.
And Kleinschmidt adds that he believes there will ultimately be an agreement between all the involved parties. Regardless of which option the boards and the council choose, the program would extend recycling pickup to all homes in Orange County. Wilson told Commissioner Renee Price that this can be done despite challenges including long gravel driveways and some small private roads.
As a basic fundamental element of equity, you would have to make these services available to everyone if you're going to charge them the same fee.
Is your truck going to actually go out to every single road?
Yes.
Travel every road?
Yes, ma'am, we would.
Okay.
Now, currently, 700 low-income homeowners have their solid waste fees subsidized by the county. Now, with the expansion of the recycling program to more rural areas, Board Chair Earl McKee says that number could go up.
I expect that as you get out into the more rural areas, you'll have more elderly who are very limited income and more who are financially stressed. So I think you're going to find maybe your number will increase.
Commissioners on Tuesday agreed that they favor the flat rate, but they also left room to negotiate with Chapel Hill. Again, here's McKee.
We can be open to be swayed, but I do hear consensus on option two.
All parties will discuss the plan at next Thursday's Assembly of Governments. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A UNC professor dedicated to advancing breast cancer treatment will be honored posthumously today with a symphony composed by his sister. The Millikan Symphony, featuring the Chapel Hill Philharmonia, will premiere at 8 o'clock tonight at UNC's Hill Hall Auditorium. Composer Ann Millikan will give a pre-concert talk at 7 p.m. Her brother, Dr. Robert Millikan, a distinguished professor of cancer epidemiology at Carolina, died October 7th, 2012, at the age of 55.
Each of the movements of the symphony is a different area of my brother's life and expertise. And the first movement, which is called Science, is basically his career as an epidemiologist specializing in breast cancer research.
Millikan said she collaborated with three of her brother's students to get a better understanding of epidemiology and the architectural aspect of cancer and express those things somehow with music. She worked with others involved, some of her brother's other interests, rowing, animals, and music, to compose the second, third, and fourth movements.
I wrote my first compositions as just a little girl before I even studied an instrument, and my brother was already a violinist, and he transcribed them and made a little book out of them. And right after he died, just within a few days, I remembered this book, which was something that was always very special to me, and there was a little manuscript sheet in the back with this theme that we had written together many, many years ago, and we wrote Millikan Symphony in A minor.
That, she said, is what gave her the idea to honor him this way. The symphony is one of a series of four events dedicated to his memory. Today, from 1 until 5 p.m., there will be a symposium at the Corey Oral Health Sciences Building. Saturday at 9 a.m., a Millikan's Cup Regatta at Raleigh's Lake Wheeler will reflect Millikan's love for the sport of rowing. Later at 6, Reeves Auditorium at the North Carolina Botanical Garden will host a reunion of the UNC Men's Crew alumni. The next morning at 7:30, on University Lake, alumni will join together for a row in his memory, followed by a service at Chapel of the Cross at 11:30 a.m.
Boy, that is really fantastic what they're doing all weekend long to honor the late Dr. Robert Milliken.
It is really nice.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
And all spearheaded by his sister. And it's pretty amazing how she's Aww. Getting all these people involved. And
it really is.
It's really cool.
I just can't imagine putting on that kind of a production.
What a legacy.
Amazing.
That he left. That's amazing. 7:39 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably figured out that Nikki Morse is sitting right here. And hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Hope you are.
Getting ready for spring.
Yeah. A little bit later on today would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's a psychological lift. It, you know, it's not like the flowers are all going to bloom and everything will change magically at 6:38 p.m. or whatever it is.
45-ish.
6:45. But it's just a psychological thing.
I love it. I love it. I mean, the flowers are blooming around here.
Yeah, they are. It's been kind of nice some days.
I have some coming up in the front of my house, and I can't wait to find out what they are. I'm thinking they're tulips. I'm hoping they're tulips. I love tulips.
Oh, that'd be great. I do, too. Yeah. You know, it's been just a horrible winter with some of this weather we've had, so I'm ready.
I loved every minute of it. It was great.
I know you have. Well, tell us what's happening at chapelboro.com today on this first, well, not a full day of spring, but partially a day of spring.
Well, we're all about the March Madness, of course. You can get all about the game last night and how lucky we were and all that kind of fun stuff at chapelboro.com. Of course, we've got some more games coming up. Also,
You know who's the Chapelboro brackets on there?
Yeah.
You know, for NCAA.
Uh-huh.
You know who's at the top of the list?
Me?
After the first day?
Me?
No.
No?
My wife, Beverly.
Oh!
I didn't even know she'd entered it. But she's right there at the top.
Good
like
for her.
20 points or something like that.
Where am I?
I have no idea.
Apparently you didn't see me. I was so far down the list.
It was so far down the list, I didn't notice. But I couldn't believe it. She told me that last night. I said, that's really cool. I didn't even know you'd done a bracket. You know?
Yeah, I mean, considering you didn't even do yours.
Yeah, I didn't even get around to doing it. I wish I could do it now and pick the ones that I would have picked. I would be honest. You know, I mean, I definitely would not say that Iowa State would be upset or, you know, the other upsets that have occurred. But, you know.
Or you could just cheat off your wife.
At any rate, yeah, maybe I should just do that. I should do that every year.
Why not?
Well, what else is happening? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. We've only got 10 more days left to vote for the best place for breakfast. Of course, our shortlist voting is still going on for Breadman's, Carolina Coffee Shop, Elmo's Diner, Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen, The Egg and I, and The Root Cellar.
I know. Here we go again. She's going to talk about how hungry she is.
No, I won't. But I am. So there.
All right. Just don't tell anybody.
Okay, I'll try not to. Susan Murray was out at a night at Monte Carlo at the Governor's Club. Oh, my gosh. I love things like that.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I kind of have a little bit of an addictive personality. I don't know whether you know that. I love that kind of stuff. But the ladies at the Chapel Hill Service League celebrated 75 years of service with a wonderful evening filled with food and friends and festivities. And all the proceeds from the event went to help support the mission of the league and porch.
So, that's a great organization.
Absolutely.
Right there. Chapel Hill Service League is great. They've done Christmas House for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And Porch, I mean, goes without saying, they do great things to feed the hungry.
Yes, fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a good word.
And plenty of great pictures there. I loved their decorations. It was really awesome. So I hope they had a lovely evening. And I'm sure Susan did, too.
And we're having a lovely morning here. And you can also listen on the stream from chapelboro.com. Instantly live streaming, now with an app for that.
Yay!
Get it on your phone or whatever.
Take us everywhere you go.
7:43 WCHL, Wiley Post has today's commentary. He says those double yellow lines are there for a reason. You probably guess what that is.
Huh.
That's on the way next.
In today's modern galaxy, Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions is redesigning homes for the modern family. Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, the goal is to make your space match your lifestyle by optimizing your existing space and reorganizing wisely. Just imagine the difference a wall could make. Removing a wall, that is. It could uncramp a room, brighten your space, save time, improve communication, boost family togetherness, maybe even save the Galactic Republic. The possibilities are endless.
Let Cedar Bird Kitchens and Additions bring your modern family into today's modern galaxy. No Jedi mind tricks needed. Call Cedar Bird Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171. Or go to cedarbirdkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation. With Cedar Bird Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Breadman's? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott im Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Breadman's, come to Breadman's. Eat at Breadman's every day.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Basketball fans, North Carolina is hosting the first and second rounds of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship starting this Saturday in Carmichael Arena on the campus of UNC. Game 1 is at 11 a.m. featuring the Tar Heels and Liberty, followed by Game 2 with Ohio State and James Madison at 1:30. The winners will play in Round 2 on Monday night at 6:30. For tickets and more information, visit goheels.com/tickets today.
Coming up a little less than an hour from now, I'll be talking to Carolina head women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell about tomorrow's game. And also, we'll have a family four-pack of tickets to give away to both sets of the games being held in Carmichael Arena. So next hour, listen for your opportunity to win. 746 WCHL, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. I feel that spring has finally arrived. The air is warmer and the lawns need mowing. You take a drive to enjoy this and what do you find? A pack of Lance Armstrong wannabes on a road that doesn't have a passing zone for miles. If you pull out to pass, you would be in the opposing lane with low visibility for oncoming traffic. Now I know we're told that we have to share the roads with the bicyclist, but have no fear, the General Assembly is here. They are debating a new law that will allow drivers to cross that pesky double yellow line to pass traffic traveling half the posted speeds on our public roads. Now what could possibly go wrong? When you're at that point to say when you can pass any car that's moving too slow for you, here is your free pass. I have to assume that the DOT put those double yellow lines there for a reason. When there is a double solid line, it means engineers have reviewed the location and do not believe there is sufficient distance to permit the majority of drivers to pass safely. But because Republican Rayne Brown and Jeffrey Elmore are being told by their constituents that they are constantly getting behind mopeds, garbage trucks, buses, and yes, bicycles, they think it's more dangerous for them to stay behind and not being allowed to pass because of that pesky double yellow line. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time again for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report with Nikki Morse is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Thanks, Ron. We do have wet roads out there, so use a little extra caution this morning. Northbound Fordham Boulevard just starting to fill up as you approach Manning Drive. Northbound Durham Freeway as well, a little crowded in segments between Alexander Drive and Austin Avenue. And 40 eastbound also seeing a little bit of congestion in spots from 751 through Highway 55. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, a very special place where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by the executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now we'll turn to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 41 degrees right now and wet, and it's a really chilly rain out there too. Rain likely to continue most of the morning. Not as cool today. Our high this afternoon about 60. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon and a high of about 65. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. So, 749 at WCHL, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now to check in with Wayne Pond.
See the world.
Say the word and be like Wayne.
Say the word and be like me.
Our word of the day today comes to you out of the goodness of his heart. How's it going there, Wayne?
Oh, now we're into some deep theology.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I know you're a kind-hearted individual.
Oh, man, you are so full of it. I swear.
Wow. You do all this for all of us.
Yeah, right. Okay. Having dispensed with the niceties, not to mention the amenities. I never get amenities. I get nothing but niceties from you guys, but that's okay. Here we go. The word of the day. Apropos of last night's, what would you call it? A victory? A sort of victory? It's a victory, but
I would call it an escape.
It was an escape. That's a good way to put it, Ron. The word of the day is spinous, S-P-I, S as in sun, S-P-I-N-O-U-S, S-P-I-N-O-U-S, spinous. Meaning number one, this is an adjective, of course, covered with spines or armed with spines, bearing spines, prickles or thorns, but I'm insisting on meaning number two here. Difficult, unpleasant to handle, or thorny. Man, I'll tell you, the last few minutes of that game, I would get up, leave the room, come back, leave the room, come back, leave the room. There was language coming out of my Presbyterian wife's mouth that you don't want to hear. I mean, she had Calvin and hellfire and damnation was only the beginning. You should have heard it. You should have heard it. And old
just,
Roy.
She's just trying to keep up with you, Wayne.
You weren't listening, too. So.
Yeah. Well.
Apropos of Art's commentary this morning, he really helped me understand. What happened last night?
I'll tell you what, it was a nail biter. That's for
it
sure.
It was. All right. Once again, spinous, S-P-I-N-O-U-S. There is your word of the day. An adjective covered or armed with spines or thorns or prickles. And therefore, that which is difficult or unpleasant. So let's hope that the weekend is anything but spinous. And take a deep breath and say, go Heels, okay?
Well, the good thing is they won, and they survive in advance. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And my bracket's still looking good.
Nikki, you don't let Stutz touch your bracket.
Trust me, I won't.
Okay.
All right, Wayne. Have a good weekend, and tell Mary Donna to take a deep breath.
I will. Yeah, that goes without saying. All right. Be good, children. Bye-bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's 7:52. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. And once again, here is Nikki Morse.
A woman was complaining to her friend on the phone. She said, I feel like my body has gotten totally out of shape. So I went and got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and start exercising. I decided to try this aerobics class for seniors. I bent, twisted, gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for an hour. But by the time I got my leotard on, the class was over.
I resemble that remark.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's too bad. 753 WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Robert Humphrey. He's a guy that everybody knows, and we want to honor him for his work with the Street Scene Teen Center. You've been involved in this for a long time, haven't you?
Most of my life. Thank you, Ron.
How did you get involved with the teen center in the beginning?
I would have to say that I'm inspired because Gene Sparrow ran the Cat Cellar, which was our teen center that I went to, in the basement of the old Zoom Zoom back when I was in high school, and one of the first public performances ever by James Taylor was in the basement at that teen center. I grew up here going to a teen center, and back in 1982, the Downtown Association, which was a group of merchants and and property owners downtown. We're trying to deal with the issue of teenagers and what to do with them in downtown, since this is a college-oriented community and everything is geared toward the college student. The high school students, the teenagers in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, have to take a back seat. So we said, well, let's build a place for them, the place they can call their own, a place that they can go and hang out and be with their friends and do the fun things that kids do and learn how to grow up in Chapel Hill. This is their hometown. Why should they not have that right? We identified the space in the basement back in 1983, petitioned the town for the use of it, and the town said, you can have it, but we won't put any town money into the renovation or the operation. And so here we are 30 years later celebrating the opening, which was on March the 15th, 1985.
My goodness, you've dealt with a lot of kids and, you know, actually a couple of different generations over all those three decades.
Oh, yeah. Thousands and thousands of them. An awful lot of them came back on Saturday for our big celebration. It was just a lot of fun to see them. And we had a punk band that started out down at Street Scene about 15 or 17 years ago, the Dirty Politicians, and they're still playing, and they came back and they did a few songs for us, and that excited the crowd a great deal. So it was a fun day.
Well, Robert, I know that you're busy doing your full-time job and being in the band, the Nomads, and everything else that you do, but you'll always take time for the Street Scene Teen Center, and thank you for helping all those kids over all those years.
Well, it's been a great joy to me, and I love going down there and hanging out with the kids. It keeps me young.
You know, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
There you go.
Congratulations, buddy, on the anniversary, and thank you. Robert Humphreys is our hometown hero today on WCHL.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, you recently figured out that Franklin Street has now been in business for 25 years. No small feat given recessions in the 80s, the 90s, the tech bubble in 2001, and who will ever forget 2007?
As always, Sammy, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, right.
Watching the Super Bowl and hearing Katie Couric ask, what is the internet anyway, really made me think about how we managed to survive all that. In the 90s, everyone said that independent real estate firms would disappear. But the internet, as much as anything else, leveled the playing field.
As always, I couldn't agree more. When anyone, anywhere Googles Chapel Hill Real Estate, we are right there in front of them, and our website is unsurpassed in delivering what they want.
And the next thing they need, whether they live here or not, is someone who truly is connected to the community. Did I mention that we've been here for 25 years, paying attention to what matters most to homebuyers?
Kip Ballou, all business, all the time.
Franklin Street Realty, still crazy after all these years.
Miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk and Tar Heel Station.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Good morning. It is time to point out that spring officially begins at 6:45 p.m. It won't be the first full day of spring, but the first official spring designation, 6:45 p.m. Your Chapel Hill cover of weather sort of reflects that. It is 41 degrees this morning. It's going to be cloudy all day. Rain likely, especially this morning. Not as cool. Our high this afternoon, about 60 degrees. But right now, I'll tell you, that really light rain out there is really chilly when it hits you. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low about 42, 43. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Not a bad day. Tomorrow night, more of the same kind of weather, really partly cloudy. And then mostly cloudy on Sunday with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon on Sunday with a high of about 65 degrees. So, you know, I'm ready for spring. I don't know about you. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.